Republicans developed this plan in response to judges in Dane County who issued injunctions blocking key pieces of Wisconsin's voter ID law and the collective bargaining law known as Act 10. Under this bill, those laws would have remained on the books in their entirety as long as the Attorney General filed quick appeals. Only the Supreme Court would have had the power to block them. Milwaukee Assembly Democrat Chris Synecke said the move went against the checks and balances envisioned by the founders of the country.
You know, you are stepping on the rights of the people of the state to question the legislation that you put forward.
But Big Bend Republican sponsor David Craig says the plan would create a fairer system in Wisconsin, and he says he thinks the people of the state would support it.
What I think the great number of Wisconsinites would agree with is the fact that one judge elected by one county of the state shouldn't be able to upend a piece of legislation into perpetuity.
The legislature's own nonpartisan attorneys have warned this bill would likely be challenged in court on the grounds that it violates the state constitution's separation of powers. Since this bill was first introduced, one of the circuit court injunctions against the voter ID law was reversed by an appeals court. Another remains in place, as does the injunction involving pieces of Act 10. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.